This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, let's hear God's message. Please open your King James Bibles to Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, where we left off last time. Now you might like to entitle chapter 8, The Seven Trumps of God. A trump is short for a trumpet, and a trumpet makes a sound. And listen carefully, sound produces movement. When these seven trumpets sound, and we're going to find some of them already sounded, that means lights, camera, action. In other words, movement, a military command, get ready. Now Jesus, the little lamb in the book of Revelation, opened the seven seals. Well, actually, he has only opened six of them. There are seven. And he gave them to John, and he said, write them in a book. And so we've already taught those six seals. We'll have the seventh tonight. A seal is a sign. Everybody understand it? But we've only had six. The sixth sign was that everybody is going to begin to think that the first one coming on the rider on the white horse, saying peace and safety in the sky, beautiful, is going to be Jesus, when indeed he's the first six of 666, the devil with his Jesus costume on. Now you need to understand that in biblical numerics, seven is the perfect spiritual number of God. So we might say seven is Jesus. Understand? And six in biblical numerics is the number of depraved mankind, meaning Satan. And everybody listen carefully. Six comes before seven. So the seals are signs of these end. We found that all of those signs have come to pass. That doesn't mean they manifest, but the teaching of those signs has happened. We've got one more seal or sign to go. Now we're going to find what the seventh seal is, and that's going to take you to the seventh trump.
Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal.
Okay, see, we're getting to the seventh. Remember, that's God's perfect number. What the seventh seal is, it accelerates the seven signs, or the six former signs that we've already studied, of the end of time. And it brings you to clearer understanding by giving you seven trumps. So the seventh seal would be the seven trumps. It accelerates, it gives birth. And the seventh trump ultimately is the second return of Jesus. Everybody understand? Okay, so we're going up in our understanding. In other words, it's quickening. It's quickening. The end is getting closer. The end is getting closer.
There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Okay, what in the world does that mean? One of the trumps, and I can tell you it's going to be the sixth one. We're already in the fifth one. I'll blow my cover there. When that one happens, Satan is going to be kicked out of heaven by Michael. Satan's called the dragon. Revelation 12 will tell us this. He's coming in the sky, beautiful, with his fallen angels. He's going to say peace and safety, cause craft to prosper. He's going to land himself in Jerusalem, call himself God. The whole world will go after him and half the body of Christ. He's going to call himself Savior. People will think that he is Jesus. But it's the devil. So that is the sixth trump. Now, why would there be silence in heaven for half an hour? Because right now, while Satan's evil spirit is all over this planet causing havoc, in heaven, his body is accusing you. The gospels say he's the accuser of the brethren. See, you Christian, he says, did you see what she did? Did you see what he did? Did you see what she did not do? Did you see what he did not do, sin of commission? Squawk, squawk, squawk. So when he's kicked out, just for a moment, there'll be quiet in heaven. All right, here we go.
Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Now you remember in chapter 1 of Revelation, there are seven angels, seven spirits of God before the throne, and we learned that they can get God's attention any time for the 7,000 elect, Romans 11, here at the end time, who will not be deceived by Satan. See, that's a small number. The whole body of Christ is going to be mostly deceived. The whole world will. And they can protect the elect. So they are standing before the throne. They get the honor of sounding the trumpet. Now remember, the trumpet is lights, camera, action. It's a step up from the seals. The seals were the signs, and now we're going to have the action.
3, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer.
Now if those were seven, what comes after 7? 8. So this is an 8th angel, and in biblical numerics, 8 is the number of new beginnings. So since this book is a prophecy of these end times, right where you and are right now, 8 means the birth of a new age. 2 Peter 3:6 says there are three earth and heaven ages, the world that then was, the world that now is. World is eon in the Greek, age. There was the first earth age when Satan rebelled, Isaiah 14, and said, I will be God. That caused all this sin. We're now in the second earth and heaven age, one time in the flesh. Jesus paid the price of sin. You choose Jesus or you choose the devil. That very elect from the first earth age in the spiritual body that did not betray him out to sin as teachers. At the end of the millennium is going to bring in the third. So this 8 means it's the birth of a new age. Labor pains are beginning. We're very close.
And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne.
2 Corinthians chapter 2, 15. Paul tells us that the prayers of saints are like a sweet-smelling savor, incense, perfume to God's nostrils. Now, what this angel does, you'll notice the trumpets haven't sounded yet. He takes the prayers of all the saints from the time Jesus ascended back to heaven right on down over 2,000 years to us. All of us who have said, come, Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come. You know how that reads in the great, come, thy kingdom. And he takes these prayers and he's going to give them to Jesus. Now, you remember a few teachings back in Revelation. Jesus keeps the prayers of saints in a golden vial right before him, ready to answer them when it's the set time. So these are the prayers of saints. Maybe your prayer.
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints.
Why are these prayers smoky? Because they're hot. Where there's smoke, there's fire. James tells us, James 5, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effectual means non-ceasing with shameless persistence. Fervent means white hot. He didn't say the effectual, very orderly, pretty prayer of saints. It does nothing. It never gets off the floor. The shuttle doesn't get up without the fire. Romans 8:26 says, we do not know how to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with groanings which cannot be uttered. Then we pray according to the Father's will. Everything that is ever birthed is birthed in heat. The hen sits over those little eggs, and after a while the heat of that causes those eggs to crack open, those cute little chickens come out. And all of us were birthed in heat. Okay, you understand? So there has to be hot. These prayers are hot. These are fiery hot prayers. Do not pray so people will think you pray pretty. Do not pray so it's a story. Do not pray because it's a speech. Pray with a fire from your belly. Fiery prayer. Fire is the only thing gets the shuttle up. find us. These are fiery prayers. So that means that a lot of the prayers aren't handed to God right now. Now listen, right now, this is happening right now. John's prophesying this right now while you and I are studying Revelation. This is what's going on, okay?
Ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. 5, and the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar.
Okay, now what's he going to do with these prayers? He takes a censer, fire of the altar. Hebrews 12:29, God is a consuming fire. So he takes a part of the fire of God and mingles it with these prayers. Wow! Jesus says, I have a baptism with which to baptize you, a baptism of fire. Fire! Fire! Anybody with anointing has fire. Dead is dead is dead. Fire is alive is alive is God. God is a consuming fire. So he mixes the fire of God, his anointing, his Holy Spirit, with these prayers that have gone up since Jesus ascended. What's he going to do with them? Prophecy at the end time, right now. Let's find out.
And cast it into the earth.
And cast them to the earth. Time for the prayers of the saints. Come, Lord Jesus. Thy kingdom come, Lord Jesus. Thy will be done, Lord Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven. Now, they're going to be answered. Now, you notice that we haven't had the seven trumps yet, and yet that is the title of this chapter. Why is that? The prayer had to precede the trumps. Never initiate anything in your life that is not first saturated with prayer. I would not even go out the door every morning unless I'd prayed about it. I don't go to the store without praying about it. Everywhere I go, I want to win somebody to Jesus. I want to lay my hands on the sick and they recover. I want to bring somebody out of the fire. You have a project. We have a day of Advent, a day of to repent here. And I'm doing everything I can to get everybody to pray, pray, pray. I'm doing it. But you don't ever initiate anything without praying. Prayer precedes the action. Everybody understand it? So it's the prayers of saints. Prayer is dynamite. It's awesome. Let's listen to it.
And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake.
That's the prayers. Remember in the earlier chapter, out of the throne came the voices of God, and it says we're the body of Christ, the prayers. They're fiery, they're lightning, they're stormy, they're dynamite. Prayer is dynamite. Prayer shakes up things. Prayer breaks things. Hallelujah. Prayer can break stony hearts. Prayer can open up deaf ears who will not hear the truth of God's word. And you know, prayer is power. If ever people would understand that you have a key in your hand coupled with the word of God to pray, you would never miss a prayer meeting. But do you know what the body of Christ does? You call a prayer meeting, you just have a faithful few. And yet that is your greatest assignment next to the word of God. Hebrews 12 tells us that God is going to shake here at the end anything that can be shaken, everything. And anything that cannot be shaken will remain. And so that has already happened. America is shaken. The world is shaken. And Isaiah says it really great. He talks about this shaking because of these dynamic prayers. He says it's like pouring water out of a jug. The Hebrew word sounds like a jug sound. Baka, baka, baka. So he's shaking it up. Now, sometimes, and most of the times, our spiritual character, wherever we are spiritually, outpictures in nature. So that's why Jesus said there will be earthquakes in divers places. All these earthquakes, which are a sign of the end, are the shaking up of the dynamic prayers of saints through the ages and our prayers now. But it's the dynamite prayers, the fire prayers that blow up stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can blow up Satan's kingdom, you know.
And the seven angels, which have the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound.
Military command, get ready.
Seven and the first angel sounded, and there followed hail with fire mingled with blood.
Okay, he's sending these prayers out. Hail means very heavy. Fire, God is a consuming fire. God is sending a very heavy anointing here at the end time on men and women with blood coursing in their veins. He mingles the anointing of the fire with men and women elect who will be the fire makers, the truth tellers here at the end time. Actually, he's had some in every generation, and we are the very elect now. See, that doesn't mean everybody. It must be the fire and the anointing. So he anoints. Why does he do this? Why is this the first trumpet? See, this has already sounded. He's been doing this generation after generation after generation. One that just went back home, Pastor Arnold Murray of Shepherd's Chapel, he had it. Some of us here have it. In other words, it's already happened, because through all of the darkness, God has to have somebody. Remember, he only has 7,000 here at the end time who are not going to be deceived. So he always sends out that very elect, that remnant in every generation to bear the oracles of truth. It's not the mainstream, but it's the mystery of God. And so he puts that first. That was the first trump. And that's been going on. That has already sounded. And, of course, continues to sound through the very elect.
And they were cast upon the earth. A third part of trees was burnt up. And all green grass was burnt up.
Now God calls you, Christian, a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And when you are green, you are alive. What the elect with this anointing find is that truth has been burned out of even the trees of righteousness of Christian by the lies of Satan.
Amen.
Now again, the spiritual outpictures in the nature. So we have fires and so forth.
And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire cast into the sea.
Okay, symbology. Mountain symbolizes government. Great means a great government. A government of the world. A one world government. A government. A one world government. One world order. Now this fire, doesn't that sound holy? This is not the consuming fire. This is what in the Old Testament they call strange fire. It's the fire of another father other than our father. Okay, into the sea. Revelation 17 says the sea are the people. So the second trumpet is that there is already set up a government under the influence of Satan, who is not here yet as Antichrist, but he's coming by his children upon all of the people on planet Earth. Now, Zechariah tells us more graphically, more beautifully. Zechariah says at the end time, God sends out four scouts. They've already been sent to see if it's time for the end. And the four scouts find four horns, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Horn is power. What they are, this has already happened, has been going on for some time. They are the four hidden dynasties taking over the earth and have destroyed America. They are under the influence of Satan's children, the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, the offspring of Cain, and Cain being the child of the devil. Their four hidden powers, that great government, setting up the government so their father can come in the sky and call himself Savior, would be education, 1960, 62, somewhere in there. Madeline Murray O'Hare took prayer out of the Bible. Education. Our children are taught that good is evil and evil is good. All kind of nonsense. And then we have economy. It is not by chance that the economy of America is destroyed. It was a plot. The Kenites are doing it. They've taken over America. And so they've destroyed the economy. And the political. Lord have mercy. Need I say more? I see the snakes coming out of their mouth. I'm sorry you Christians don't. You wouldn't vote that way. But of course these Kenites are even taking over the political scene. Not all of them. We have a few Christians. The worst of all is religion. It is almost dangerous. We can get arrested teaching the sin of homosexuality now. Do you understand? Okay. So these are the Kenites. This has already happened. This has been going on for some time. And that's why America's in the mess it is. It's planned. The reason it's planned is when Satan comes calling himself God, he's going to say, peace and safety cause craft to prosper. Daniel says that. I'll fix it, he'll say, so you'll worship him. You see? They're tearing it up so he can come and fix it. And the Christians will think he's God. And do you know half the body of Christ is going to think that? Why is that? Because you don't know the trumps.
And the third part of the sea became blood. 9, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died.
Now, you're going to hear a lot about a third part, a third part, a third part. When we get to Revelation 12, we're going to find the dragon is kicked out of heaven by Michael. Dragon is the devil. That's one of his play actor names. And it tells us one third of the stars are kicked out with him. That's the fallen angels, stars, children of God, minus the flesh. As Peter says in 2 Peter 3:6, the world that then was, Satan said, I will be God. We were all with God in a spiritual body. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. When you die, when the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. Satan deceived quickly one third then, and that brought in sin. God gave them another chance. But you better believe they're going to be right here to see what they're going to do with their father this time. This tells us that two thirds he just mentioned, There was another third there that sat there lukewarm. That was the worst of all. Jesus said, I can't stand that. Be cold heart, please. Don't be room temperature. And these two thirds are already deceived. Just talk to people. They're all expecting Jesus to come and keep them from the Antichrist. It is not written.
And the third part of the ships were destroyed.
Now, ships means the commerce and, of course, the economy. That is why the economy of America is destroyed. The Kenites have set this up. So this has already happened. Of course, it continues to happen. All of these continue to happen. But all three of these trumpets have sounded. Everybody understand?
10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp.
And you say, surely this one has not happened. I have not seen a star fall from heaven. Yes, listen. The prophecy of this trump has sounded. It sounded in 1832 when a demented woman, Margaret MacDonald, said, I have a vision. And even she said, I think it's evil. And she said, it looks like the devil coming to fly us away. No, it's Jesus. So beautiful. It's Jesus. Jesus is going to come and fly us away because it says caught up in the air. She did not know that air does not mean atmosphere, that in the Greek it means to change into the breath of the spirit body when the real Jesus comes. Two itinerant preachers brought it to America, and it's everywhere that Jesus is going to fly your way. When indeed it's not our precious Jesus, that morning star. It's the fake morning star. In the world that then was, Isaiah 14, Lucifer's name there, the devil, is star, morning star, the fake star. 6 comes before 7. Did you see falling from heaven? Remember Jesus said in Luke 10, he said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Everybody preaches that like it's already happened. No, Jesus was prophesying, like John's prophesying this. You understand? So he said, I saw him as lightning fall from heaven. So he is a star. Now, what about the sea? Again, to deceive the sea of people. Revelation 17 says, the sea, the waters of the people. So this has sounded. Ezekiel 13, verse 20, God says, I am against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. Jesus, when he comes, is going to stay right here. He's going to be here 1,000 years with his Zadok teaching around him. We'll all be in our spiritual body. Then God the Father is going to bring heaven to Jerusalem on earth, and Jesus is going to stay here forever. Nobody's going anywhere. It's the lie fly, Margaret MacDonald, 1832. Caught up in the air does not mean to fly into the atmosphere, change into the breath of the spirit body when the real Jesus comes. Jesus said, stay in the field. The field is the world. Okay, that trumpet has sounded, and it keeps on sounding. Boy, whoever's blowing that one has a lot of wind.
And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. 11, and the name of the star is called Wormwood.
There's the third again. Wormwood means bitter in the original Greek there. In other words, this is a bitter thing that people are going to think that star is Jesus and go to him. And they went to church all their life. And because of the lie fly proverb, in every radio, every television, in every corner, there it is. It is bitter. Now in Matthew 13, when Jesus was teaching the parable of the tares and the wheat, the tares, he said, are the children of the wicked one. And he said the enemy that sowed them is the devil. Children means real children. He's talking about Cain. Cain's the descendants, the Kenites. And the word teos there in the Greek word is zoan, which means bitter. It's a bitter pill to have worshipped the devil because you thought he was the star. Again, six comes before seven.
And the third part of the waters became wormwood.
Very bitter.
And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
The waters, that teaching of that teaching. And see, right now, many Christians, bless their hearts, loving Jesus, are wearing the mark of the beast. We're going to get into that in 13. I'll explain it. Because to believe that, you're already sealed with a lifelike proverb. Margaret MacDonald, a demented woman, one little verse out of context can take thousands and thousands and thousands of people to worship the devil. That's not good.
12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars.
Now this should bring back to your memory, those of you who've been with me, the seals. It says the sun becomes black as sackcloth of hair. What it means, because of the lie, especially the gospel of the devil in the Christian pulpit, I know they don't mean it, but you know, you can mean well and take people to hell. And because of that lie, the cover-up, I have a book, The Great Cover-Up, about this whole thing, The Great Cover-Up, you can hardly find the truth. In other words, he says in Jeremiah and Isaiah, there's a church on every corner, but I call you a house of ill repute. Where is my word? Book, chapter, verse, and line. Not out of context, not one verse over here and making a whole theory about it that would destroy people. The truth is almost hidden, but God always has. Remember that first seal? The anointed men and women, the truth bearers, the light bearers, has sent them out in every generation, that remnant chosen from before the foundation of the earth, Ephesians 1:4, to bring the truth in.
So the third part of them was darkened.
Darkened, in other words, a spirit of stupor, a spiritual blindness. There are people that you can tell them every word of it, show them in the Greek, and they just go, duh. And yet they're not dumb people. They are blinded.
And they show not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. 13, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven.
So now we see that all four trumpets have already sounded, because you remember that that was the prophecy of all of these, the prophecy. They moved up from the seals. Now in the ancient manuscripts, this word angel here means eagle. And we compare our Father to a great eagle who covers us with his feathers. And if you know anything about eagles, boy, can they screech. They can scream when in a dry desert place there. So here comes a sound. Why is that? The four trumpets have sounded. We're getting close.
Saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.
I am so grateful he put yet to sound. See, when Jesus dictated this to John, he took him up in our time. And we're telling you now, the four trumpets have sounded. The Bible said it. But we've got five more yet to sound. Now, I can tell you that the fifth trumpet has sounded in part. It's a time of learning, and I'm a part of it, but it's not finished. We've got to go to the whole world yet. The sixth trumpet is going to be the Antichrist pretending to be Jesus, deceive the whole world and half the body of Christ. And, of course, the seventh is going to be Jesus. So woe unto you if you don't hear the fifth trump, which is going on right now. It's halfway sounded, but not complete. So that you won't be deceived by the sixth trump, so you will be received by the seventh trump. Praise the Lord. So we have four of them have sounded. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word. We ask your word will not return void, but accomplish that whereunto it is sent. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, I ask that you will open the ears to hear with understanding, eyes to see with understanding, hearts to receive with understanding. Let not your people deceive. Wake them up. Wake up, O sleeper church. Come out of Babel. Come out of deception. Come out of proverbs and theories, and come into the truth of God's word. I thank you, Father, and I praise you. Now, there is no greater thing than for any of us but to be saved. So any of you who are not sure that you're saved, I want you to pray this prayer with me, because I want you to live with me in Father's house And I also don't want you to be deceived. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
Save me, Lord.
Save me, Lord.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Cleanse me, Lord.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
Save me, Lord.
Save me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
To enlarge your territory.
To enlarge your territory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, in a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. You might like to call me and tell me that you prayed that prayer. You'll get my machine, but give your number and I'll call you back. Now, for those of you who are sick, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. Beams and laser beams of healing, right down to the very bone marrow of people. Where the pain is, make it stop in Jesus' name. Repair that which is broken. Oh, mend that which is bruised. That which is missing, make it anew. Heal and arise, everyone. Take up your bed and walk. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. You might like to also call and tell me that you were healed. I want to invite each of you to come over at my school for this radio recording and teaching every Sunday, 5 p.m. After we're off the radio here, we have tremendous prayer for healing. We have miracles here and all kinds of good things. And Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m., we have prayer, another book. By the time you get here, it'll probably be a new one. Currently, we're studying Acts. And again, Prayer for America. By the time this airs, we probably will already have had a 9/11 day to repent. But we do want America to be saved. We do have 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is our promise that if God's people will pray and humble and ask forgiveness and turn to him, that he will save us. God bless you. Now listen, I don't want you to be a half-hearted Christian. When you pray, don't care what people say. Let the Holy Spirit pray it through you, and it'll be perfect. It'll be like a sweet-smelling incense in God's nostrils. Stay in God's word every day. Give everything you have to him, your whole life, your whole being. Be made whole, no matter what happens to you. We know about suffering here. Just say, hallelujah, anyway. Hallelujah is Hebrew for praise the Lord. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. I love you. God bless and keep you. God willing, I'll see you next week.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I
Says it all, hit the brakes in a moment of time. It's all out on the line. Nobody knew the rain would fall and how the flood would bring the levee down.
This is the best thing that could have happened. in my heart lies a melody, longing to be set free. Jesus, be my song, sing through me. Give me eyes that I might see through the dark surrounding me. Jesus, be my light, shine through me. So the world may hear and the world may see. One hope, one faith, one love set to save, one sacrifice to conquer the grave. My life laid down, I give all I am, all for the one who gave everything, so the world may see Jesus in me. I have been washed of my guilty stains, I stand delivered from sin and shame. My grace, a gift through me. My filthy rags are now white as snow. My righteousness comes from you alone. Jesus, be my cure, heal through me. So the world may, sacrifice to conquer the grave. My life laid down, I give all I am, all for the one who gave everything, so the world may see Jesus in me.
listening to 91.5 FM, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Ooh.
dry and weary land, and all we want is you. All the wasted years, all the many tears I've cried, trying to fill my life, trying to bring some peace to my mind. Never really knowing, Lord, it was you I was longing for, till you opened my heart and I tasted of you. Now all I want, of man. Now we are consumed by a desire to be close to you. And the passions of this world have nothing we're looking for. Blessed is the generation whose God is the Lord. Our hearts are thirst for you. We hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land, and all we want is you.
Every day is a journal page. Every man holds a quill and ink.
there's plenty of room for writing in all we do and believe and think. So will you compose a curse, or will today bring the blessings? Fill the page with a rhyming verse, or some random sketching. Teach us to count the days. Teach us to make the days count. Lead us in better ways. Somehow our souls forgot. Life means so much. Life means so much. Life means so much. Every day is a bank account, and time is our currency. No one's rich, nobody's poor. We get 20.